We've all seen artwork of the mighty Tyrannosaurus Rex roaring and showing off its massive teeth. But it turns out that researchers are a bit more interested in what those teeth looked like when their mouths were closed. Specifically, if it had lips covering those chompers. Believe it or not, the question of whether T. rex had lips has been the subject of many years of scientific debate. And if we can settle this argument, we can answer an even more important question. One we've definitely all wondered. If I give a T. rex a kiss, could it kiss me back? Lips are kind of important. If you don't believe me, try going a whole day with your lips pulled back. Your mouth will dry out, you'll drool all over yourself, and no one will want to eat a meal with you. You wouldn't even be able to give kisses. Aside from smooching, animals use their lips for all sorts of functions. Holding food and water, communicating with each other, even manipulating things in their environment. But obviously, not all animals have lips. Birds have their beaks, and crocodiles have those long, lipless snouts, so you can see their pointy teeth even when their mouths are closed. So how do we tell where fossil animals like the T-Rex fall on the lips versus no lips divide? Like with all other debates, we start with their closest living relatives, which in this case are birds and crocs. We know from fossils that T-Rex didn't have a bird beak, but it is possible that they had mouths like crocs with no lips and permanently exposed teeth. On the other hand, those crocodiles might not be the best comparison here, since they live a very particular lifestyle. They spend most of their time in the water, and they use their snouts to feel around for food. In contrast, dinosaurs like T-Rex primarily lived on land, so you can imagine that if they're doing different things with their faces, they might need different soft tissue to do that. So instead, we can look at some more distant relatives and talk about reptiles in general. Most of our modern land-dwelling reptiles are lizards and snakes, and they do have lips. So even though they're not as closely related, maybe their similar lifestyles make lizards a better example of what to expect when it comes to the kissing capabilities of tyrannosaurs. So here we have our two main options. T-Rex was most likely either croc-faced or lizard-faced, and paleontologists have been flapping their lips on the subject for a long time. One of the classic arguments against lips is the sheer size of T-Rex teeth, since they can be up to a foot long. And the argument was that this is simply far too large to be contained inside of lips. So at the very least, the mega-sized teeth must have been out there all the time. But this argument hasn't held up to scientific scrutiny. T-Rex teeth might be huge, but so are their heads. Close examination has revealed that the relative size and position of T-Rex teeth are pretty similar to big monitor lizards like Komodo dragons, and their teeth aren't too big to be covered up by scaly lips. So we can infer that a T-Rex would at least be capable of having big ol' lips too. Meanwhile, one of the biggest points on the pro-lip side of the debate is that these big teeth would need to be protected. T-Rex teeth, just like yours and mine, are covered in enamel. Enamel is a very durable tissue. It's what makes our teeth so good at crushing other materials. But if the enamel dries out, it can become brittle and easily damaged. One of the major benefits of having lips is that they seal in moisture and keep our teeth damp and strong. Crocodiles don't have lips, but because they live in the water, their exposed teeth still get plenty of moisturizing. Being a land animal, T-Rex's mouth was constantly exposed to the air and sunlight. Their teeth would have been in danger of drying out and cracking, so surely they must have had lips to keep their teeth moistened. But some scientists have pointed out another possible dental workaround. One thing that T-Rex and crocodiles do have in common is rapidly replacing their chompers. They both have, or had, a constant new supply of teeth waiting in the wings when the current tooth fell out. So maybe exposed teeth weren't that big of a deal for T-Rex, because any damaged teeth could be quickly replaced by fresh ones. As you can see, there isn't a clear-cut answer to this question. In trying to resolve this debate, scientists have looked at dinosaur skulls, jaws, and teeth from every angle, comparing and contrasting with living species. But this research has given conflicting results, leaving us without a definitive solution. Fortunately, the end of this debate might not be too far off. But before we get into that, all research needs funding, even when it's about kissing dinosaurs, so here's a quick ad break.
Thanks to Brilliant for supporting this SciShow video. Brilliant is an interactive online learning platform that lets you make progress at your own pace. It doesn't matter if you wake up every day with a lesson and work through all 5 levels of mathematical thinking in under a month, or get a bunch of lessons done in the waiting room and pause on level 3 until your next appointment. Either way, you're achieving your learning goals. Brilliant works for all sorts of learning styles, thanks to short lessons divided into levels that won't overwhelm you. To try Brilliant for free, visit brilliant.org/scishow. Scan the QR code on screen or click on the link in the video description. You also get 20% off an annual premium subscription.
Looking closely at fossil T-Rex skulls, researchers are able to tease out a few key clues that may solve this debate once and for all. For starters, if you look really closely at the area right above the T-Rex's teeth, you can see these tiny pinprick holes. When the dinosaurs were alive, these tiny spaces were the passages for various nerves and blood vessels for their jaws and snouts. These nerves can both provide important sensory feedback for the gums, skin, and lips, and tell the muscles of the face how to move, which is critical for any potential kissing. We have these holes for the nerves too, and so do modern reptiles. It's part of what makes our faces so sensitive and flexible. Comparing between living and extinct species, scientists have found that the tiny face holes of the T-Rex are similar to land-dwelling, lip-having lizards. For example, Tyrannosaurs feature a large passage for the glossopharyngeal nerve, which is associated with saliva production, and that's important for moistening the teeth behind the lips. And this is also really different from what crocodiles are rocking. Crocs have a very extensive array of nerves that make the skin on their faces super sensitive. This gives them the superpower of being able to detect small movements and tiny changes in water pressure, which is particularly handy for finding food in murky aquatic settings. We see a similar condition in the skulls of some ancient aquatic reptiles, and even in some modern birds that hunt for food in the water, but we don't tend to see it among land-dwelling species, even in the croc's own family tree. The early ancestors of crocodilians lived on land, and lots of them left behind skulls in the fossil record. From these remains, paleontologists have found that early crocs had a simpler series of facial canals, less like their modern cousins, and more like lizards and dinosaurs. Even the teeth of those early crocs were similar to carnivorous dinosaurs. And this drives home a really important point, which is that modern-day crocodile skulls are kind of weird. Over the course of their evolution, crocodiles and alligators have become highly specialized for lives of aquatic ambush hunting. As a result, their faces are unusual compared to other reptiles. And that means that the lipless mouth of a croc probably isn't the best representation for what to expect from a T-Rex, which probably had a more typical reptilian face. But if we want to know whether or not Tyrannosaur teeth were protected by lips, it stands to reason that the best place to look is the teeth themselves. If T-Rex teeth were regularly exposed to the elements, we might expect to see special adaptations to keep them safe, and we might also see evidence of damage on their teeth. In modern alligators, for example, the enamel coating on their teeth is thicker toward the tips, which are the parts that are always out in the open, and their teeth tend to develop highly worn outer surfaces from all that damage due to exposure. In other animals, like lizards and us, the teeth have only a thin coat of enamel, which doesn't end up wearing down in the same way. And then there are the extra large exposed teeth, like the big tusks of boars and elephants, which have lost their enamel altogether. I guess that's one way to solve the problem. Well, when researchers took a close look at T-Rex teeth in a 2023 study, they found a thin layer of enamel and no major differences in damage on the inner and outer surfaces of the teeth. That is to say, T-Rex teeth are most similar to those of animals that have lips. All in all, the evidence seems to be building in support of T-Rex having lizard-like lips. And that means we have an answer to our pressing question. Yes, you probably could give a Tyrannosaur a smooch right on the lips, but what we haven't addressed is whether they could pucker up and kiss you back. See, even though our lips are super mobile, it's pretty unlikely that a T-Rex would have had our level of facial flexibility. For one thing, reptiles don't have the sort of facial musculature that we do that makes our flexible lips capable of smiling and puckering. T-Rex probably had more stationary lips like we see in lizards, but oddly enough, they still seem to do a bit of romantic mouth-to-mouth just not in the way you'd expect. See, Tyrannosaurs seem to have been in the habit of biting each other on the face. In addition to all of the normal holes and ridges in their skulls, T-Rex snouts are commonly covered in scars that match the size and shape of the teeth of other T-Rex. These marks show signs of regrown bone, meaning the animals weren't killed by these bites, and they continued on living and were able to heal. Facial scars are super common on T-Rex skulls, but they're only seen in adult individuals and never in young ones, which some researchers suggest means face biting is a behavior related to sexual maturity. So maybe these were tender T-Rex love bites? A bit aggressive for my taste, but teach their own. Another more likely explanation is that this is how they fought each other over territory or mating rights. I mean, when your arms are that tiny, you have to make do with what you have, and what T-Rex has is a giant mouth full of banana-sized teeth. We see a similar territorial behavior and a similar pattern of facial scarring in modern and fossil crocodilians. So even though T-Rex and crocodiles might be different when it comes to lips, they're not so different when it comes to chomping on the faces of their neighbors. The lips debate isn't over, and there's surely more to discover about the facial features of these ancient predators. For now, though, it looks like there's a good chance that T-Rex sported a set of scaly lips. And that means that yes, you probably could kiss a T-Rex on the lips, but until we know more about their behavior, maybe it's safer not to?